So it's in this uneasy economic climate that employees in many industries have to sit down for their annual performance reviews. The reviews are a fixture in corporate America, and many employees find them useless. Now, companies are looking for better and swifter ways to give feedback. Here's NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Mozilla, the company that developed the Firefox open-source web browser, is hardly a staid old-line firm. But when it came to performance reviews, it clung to the conventional yearly ritual.
Employees would write a self-evaluation, manager would solicit peer feedback, and then write a review based on what they've done over the year.
But, says Daniel Portillo, the company's senior director of personnel, it was pretty inefficient. Mozilla has now abandoned the annual review and instead has one-on-one feedback sessions with employees at least 6 times a year, often every month.
If you're really trying to improve and we're trying to build a culture of development, all individuals are going to want to ask questions about how they're doing and what they can do to do better.
Talent management consultant Josh Burson says the very existence of a rigid formal review process once a year can actually stifle informal feedback. He says that's what happened at a major airline.
People said, oh, well, I don't really need to talk about this now. I can wait till the end of the year. So they went back and they essentially took apart the formal process and re-implemented a much more coaching-oriented process to feedback and told managers that, look, we expect you to do this on a continuous basis.
Getting feedback on a continuous basis is something Generation Y employees seem to crave. Young workers in their 20s who've been dubbed the validation generation are often portrayed as needy and whiny in the workplace. Mozilla doesn't see it that way, nor does Daniel DeBow, whose new startup called Ripple provides online tools for workers to get instant and semi-private feedback.
When you're entering the workforce, you want to get feedback, but the difference with this generation is that they have grown up on a constant and steady feedback from school and work, but also of being much more collaborative and interactive with the people around them.
But it turns out the Gen Yers aren't the only ones wanting more input from bosses and coworkers. A recent study by the consulting giant Accenture found that a sizable majority of middle managers valued informal feedback more than what they got from the formal review process. Unfortunately, more than a third of the managers said they didn't get the informal advice they needed in order to improve. Still, David Smith, a managing director at Accenture, suggests that when it comes to feedback and managing employee performance, the ground has definitely shifted.
The norms of the new generation really are driving into the workforce very rapidly. The company's got to look at it differently. The employees got to look at it differently. And really, you know, the middle managers and the management of the organization have to look at it differently.
And in these economic times, it's more important than ever that employees get what they need to become more productive. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.